For the last year, former Detroit medical system czar and longtime Wayne County political fixer Mike Duggan has been gearing up to run for mayor of Detroit. The 55-year-old candidate was seen by many movers and shakers, both black and white, as perhaps the one politician who could actually run the city once it emerges from control by emergency manager Kevin Orr. But Duggan's candidacy was derailed when a circuit judge ruled him off the August primary ballot because of an odd technicality. Though Duggan easily met the residency requirement before the filing deadline, the judge said he turned in his signatures too early. When a Michigan Court of Appeals panel refused to overrule that decision, Duggan decided to end his campaign. But now he's had second thoughts and has launched a write-in campaign for the August 6 primary. He doesn't have to finish first. In fact, as people virtually concede, Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon will do that. But if Duggan can get enough write-ins to place second, then he makes the runoff, and his name would be printed on the ballot in November. His strategists calculate that he can get there with as few as 20,000 write-ins, though there'll be more than a dozen other candidates on the ballot. Most are little known. Yet waging a successful write-in drive will be very hard. Duggan needs only to ask Nancy Cassese about that. Last year, after former Congressman Thaddeus McCotter failed to qualify, some establishment Republicans panicked. The only name left on their ballot was that of the Tea Party's Kerry Bentivoglio. Mainstream Republicans got former State Senator Cassese to wage a write-in effort, but she lost 2-1. Duggan might counter that he only has to finish second in a fairly weak field. That's true, but he also faces challenges Cassese didn't have. For one thing, Detroit voters may not be as well informed as those in a suburban Republican primary. According to one study, as many as 47% of adults in the city may be substantially illiterate. That figure has been disputed. But what if a voter fails to write in his full name? What if they spell Duggan wrong? The Michigan Secretary of State's office oversees elections in this state. I asked the department's Fred Woodhams about this. He said the name doesn't have to be exact, but the intent of the voter needs to be clear. But if there's some doubt, who gets to decide? The Wayne County Board of Canvassers. Well, that sounds fine in theory. But perennial candidate Tom Barrow has made it clear that he intends to fight Duggan's candidacy in any way possible. If the election is close, you can bet whoever's in competition with Duggan will challenge every vote. This could lead to Detroit resembling the Florida recount after the 2000 election, with one big difference. This race has to be settled in time for the November runoff. Can you say nightmare scenario? The one thing every candidate agrees on is that Detroit needs a strong, capable mayor with enough public support to make the case that it's time for the emergency manager to leave. Based on what I see ahead, don't hold your breath.